Enlarging the area of practice. In our healing work, our thought should be enlarged so that we may bring every thought into subjection to the Christ. It is imperative that we, as Christian Scientists, should enlarge our vision and broaden the base of our thinking in order that we may be active workers in our cause. By way of illustration, I want to say a few words about our attitude of thought towards the various means of transportation in the world today. If we listen to the general conversation, we hear that mortal mind is arranging for accidents all the time and expecting them. We hear of them on every side. Even Christian Scientists are prone to tell about their accidents and make the incidents pretty big. They seem to think that it gives them a kind of distinction. Now, a train, a bus, an automobile, or an airplane are perfectly natural and desirable things to have. There is nothing in religion or science that would deprive us of these things. They should add greater and fuller abundance in our living and give us greater peace and security. These things are most desirable, and we, as Christian Scientists, should maintain our trains, automobiles, airplanes in absolute security. And there should be no unnatural wearing out or disintegration of these things. And there would be no unnatural wearing out and breakage of these things if we interpreted them as loves or minds' ideas, and not as the material things they seem to be. We learn from our Bible that the children of Israel wandered 40 years in the wilderness, and their shoes waxed not old. If we perceive, even in a small degree, the nature of divine science and its divine character of indestructibility, then when we demonstrate an automobile or any other means of transportation, we should demonstrate its indestructibility also. These human concepts or material modes of transportation that appear to meet our needs in everyday living have greatly changed in form and power during the past 10 years, and no doubt will change more and more and appear better as they approach reality. There is an urgent need for healing within ourselves of our false attitude towards these conveniences. We should cease thinking of them as the material things they appear to be. These human concepts, when correctly understood, are divine ideas, and when so interpreted, they will always bless us and contribute to our well-being. Because we continue to put cause, substance, and law in matter or material things, we still continue to view these means of transportation from a material standpoint. It is our false viewpoint that makes these things appear material with material accompaniments. And then we automatically place them under material laws, the so-called laws of accidents, destruction, disintegration, decay, impermanency, and annihilation. And while the so-called laws of matter are belief only, yet if they are not dispelled by the apprehension that substance is spirit, and by the understanding of spiritual law, these modes of transportation will continue to be governed wrongly to their ultimate discord and destruction. The evil or material sense that we entertain in regard to transportation does not require matter or material things through which to express itself. No. Evil or material sense is itself all there is to matter or the material thing. The evil or material sense in connection with transportation requires belief only. And this belief fulfills all its own inharmonious conditions, all in consonance with its belief that matter is substance, that cause is in matter, that mind is mortal, and that law is the activity of mortal mind. Transportation of any kind, when considered as material, is illusion. In other words, these conveniences express only the material sense of what is actually present as the divine idea of substance, permanency, completeness, wholeness, satisfaction, ease. Ideas which contribute to a perfect state of being. Again, I say, there is great necessity in changing our viewpoints from belief to understanding in order to experience the blessings that these things bring us. Everything governed by divine law. If all the inventions and conveniences that have been brought to light through the cultivation of human intelligence had appeared as the result of our recognition and demonstration of divine ideas, instead of the material things that they seem to be, perfection and completeness would be the law of every one of them. Recognized and demonstrated as divine ideas, we would soon find that the so-called laws of matter governing these inventions would give place to divine law, and while an airplane would come down, it could not fall down, and while various vehicles could move upon the earth to the great convenience of mankind, they could not collide nor operate in any way contrary to perfection, because the reciprocal law of divine being is everywhere in operation. If we find ourselves in the presence of a great congestion or sudden danger, it is our work to see at once what governs. There is not one car governed by mortal mind and another car governed by divine mind. There is only one mind, and every car is governed by the law of this one mind. The only driver there is divine mind, and he drives every car, and he makes no mistakes. Dr. Lyman Powell, author of Mary Baker Eddy, A Life-Size Portrait, quotes her as saying, quote, "Things are not what they seem. They are figures of the true. If our faith were but more simple, we would see them as they are, expressions of the divine, in forms we call material." Close quote. When we demonstrate Christian Science along any line, let us remember that we are demonstrating in behalf of humanity. We are demonstrating not only for ourselves, but for all mankind. Whenever we declare the spiritual nature of man, let us make the law of Christian Science so practical that it is immediately available to the man who thinks he is material, as well as to ourselves who still appear to be material. We should have the truth so clear so absolute and so established in our thought that it is instantly available, like 2 plus 2 equals 4 is instantly available. We are Christian Scientists, and we do not just happen to do these things. Our trains, our houses, our businesses, our money, our cars, they are all held in the divine order of science, governed by this science, controlled by this science, regulated by its law. Jesus came to the world and proved the power of spirit over the flesh, and demonstrated that divine law was available to man, that it healed the sick, saved the sinner, raised the dead, and did everything that ought to be done, just as if God were present and had done it. And God is present and doing it, because there is no other God but a present God. And what appears to be going on as accidents or inharmonies is not happening. If they appear to have presence and power, they are still not happening. We, as Christian Scientists, should maintain this perfect poise of divine being so fixed in our consciousness and as our consciousness that nothing can mar or disturb it. Mrs. Eddy says that we are to find all in God. And when we do our healing work in this way, we are beginning to function in Christian Science and will have results commensurate with our understanding. We will find encouragement, happiness, and peace in our work, and our practice will not be so difficult.